J.J. Redick, he obviously is good at something.
He's not tired.
He's not tired at all. I mean, he has a podcast, or he had a podcast with LeBron James. You know, he was on TV. I think he offered some knowledge to the to basketball, like the listeners that wanted to know about X's and O's. That's why he started that podcast, was to teach basketball. But he has been hired as the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. And during his press conference of being introduced as the head coach of the Lakers, J.J. Redick dropped two F-bombs. He said, "I don't give a bleep."
Yep.
Basically what anybody is saying and what anybody is thinking. And then he was just like, basically said it again, reiterated it. There are a lot of people upset about it. There are a lot of people that don't like J.J. Redick, think he's pompous, think he's you're not going to do a good job, think he's just going to be LeBron's kind of you-know-what. How do you feel about J.J.? How do you feel about how he went about that press conference? Do you have a problem with him dropping an F-bomb on live TV?
I think it was the most casual, purposeful F-bomb I think I've ever seen on a non-like X-rated, R-rated show. So certainly in a sports press conference. Like, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Never seen it at all. It was just so casual and so matter-of-fact. It does, you know, exude a certain level of arrogance. But listen, he's the second ESPN analyst slash podcast host to get a job. I mean, Doug Gottlieb is the head coach of University of Green Bay basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think, you know, the platform, we talked about this before with, you know, athletes using their platform, you know, rather than cutting your teeth and going and being an assistant coach or coaching in college or what have you. I mean, he didn't coach at all.
Nothing.
But he stayed involved with the game and sold himself via a platform, certainly helping is caused by having LeBron James as a frequent guest and co-host, but also, like, he got the Lakers job is it's like being the head, the manager of the Yankees.
Right.
It's like, it's one of the best jobs in all of sports. And he hasn't coached. And it tells me that we're going to see more of that. We're going to see more of going from, you know, desk to the sideline.
Yep.
We're just going to see it because I think particularly as you deal with the age of young people, someone that's well-versed in social media and can handle themselves with the press and the public, can relate to younger people. I'm not saying it checks every box, but it certainly opens your eyes to, like, man, maybe the candidate pool isn't just who's the best head coach in college or who's the best assistant coach at a championship team.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it is like who are the more prominent personalities in basketball? You know, who can come in here and manage themselves? And I think his level of confidence, F-bomb notwithstanding, in that press center yesterday was exhibit A as to why they hired him.
Right. Right.
Because he brings that swagger.
He does. He definitely does. Like, I don't know how it's going to work out. And it has to be, you know, a give and take, I guess, with coaching LeBron James. Like, you want to coach the best. I kind of relate it to Dubas, to Kyle Dubas,
yeah,
who's the GM of the Penguins. He wanted to take a year off, but how do you turn down coaching or managing Sidney Crosby? It's kind of hard, but it's also, at the same time, Sidney Crosby makes the rules.
Do you think, so Redick said he had not been in touch with LeBron until 30 minutes after, which is, you know, that's total BS.
BS. He probably didn't talk to him on the phone, but they text probably every day.
I mean, but imagine you're Redick. What a saga, being like courted and then kind of like sidelined for Danny Hurley, and then all of a sudden you're back in it, and you go from, I mean, again, I'm sure he's making great money doing what he was doing. Like, I don't think he was hurting it at all. But you go from doing that to, like, you're going to go coach the Los Angeles Lakers in L.A.
Yeah.
You got LeBron James. You're probably going to have Bronny James.
Right.
They want to get another big-name player. And I'll be curious because, again, they're two strong personalities. If it don't work, it's either going to work.
Yes.
Or it's going to blow up.
I'm exactly with you. Somebody asked me that yesterday. I was like, it's either going to be really good or it's going to be really bad.
And it could be both.
Uh-huh.
Right? It could be, like, really good early. And then just they hit a sticking point and just it just turns toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it's happened with LeBron a number of times, right? There's been many coaching casualties.
Many.
And that's, you look at Crosby and the Penguins, I mean, there really hasn't been. I mean, right? They made a couple changes, but it hasn't been this like every 2 years like cycle of, and like not honorable discharges, like get out of here,
mm-hmm.
you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the more interesting hires I can recall in sports in a long time.
And I mean, J.J. Redick, he's smart. I mean, he went to Duke. You know, I hope that I never want to wish ill will on anybody because I don't know him personally, but I hope he does well. In order to do well, if you're in that position, if I was in that position, I'm hiring the best staff that I could possibly hire, some basketball people. I need some basketball minds on my staff, like serious ones.
Yeah, I mean,
in order for it to work, so I could be a face and a figure to just kind of manage things.
Well, that's what, you know, I never understood about basketball that's unique is like basketball, and I know we're up against it. Basketball is like you always see the head coach drawing up plays. In football and hockey, you've got power play, you've
right.
got offensive coordinator, you've got defense coordinator, you've got special teams coordinator. Like, you know, are you starting to see... I'll give a shout out to Tori Verde, the head women's basketball coach at Pitt. He's got an offensive and defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
On staff, which I, you know, you kind of laugh at it, but it's like, it makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
It's a division of labor, right? It's empowering people to have a, like, you know, a say. And here's the question. Is JJ going to be comfortable with that? Right? Is JJ going to bring in some veteran coaches and give them the floor? Right? Give them the floor, you know, like, hey, this huddle, you got it. That's going to be really interesting. That would show a level of self-awareness that would be a good sign, I think. Because there's no question he's going to represent that franchise
right,
the right way.
Right.
They're going to love him out there if they win.
Yeah.
And they'll love him even more than they already probably do. You know, I would keep the F-bombs to a you know, maybe once a year limit, but I doubt that's going to happen either.